You're listening to Middle Class Rockstar Podcast. I'm your host, Andy Sido. I'm a singer-songwriter, performer, composer, music teacher, and avid Buffs basketball fan living in Denver, Colorado. My guest today is Big Head Todd and the Monsters keyboardist and lap steel guitarist, Jeremy Lawton. Jeremy grew up in the small town of Center, Colorado, where his father was a potato farmer. He found an aptitude for music early on and began traveling to Colorado Springs to take lessons. He then went to DU to study music and started joining local bands and engineering sessions in town. Since the early 2000s, he's subbed some gigs for the Freddie Jones Band and has become a full-time member of both the Railbenders and Big Head Todd and the Monsters. With both of those groups, he's also taken on some responsibilities as engineer and producer on some of their records. If you enjoy this snippet of Middle Class Rockstar Podcast, you can listen to the entire interview on your streaming platform of choice or on YouTube. How are you? Have you been stuck in the house for all year? I mean, how have you been navigating everything?
Yeah, I'm good. I'm a little bored and a little grumpy, just like everyone. We had the good fortune of finishing a trip. We did like a 40 show trip that ended on March 10th or March 11th. So we were well positioned to take a short break, which we were going to do anyway. And the break's been a little longer than we expected.
Sure.
And it's not fun, but what's the alternative, you know? So we'll see what happens.
And have you guys even started trying to map out what 2021 is going to look like yet? Or are you just sitting back?
Well, at first we started trying to map out what the summer was going to look like. And then we tried to map out what the fall was going to look like. And then we tried to map out what January and February would look like. And then now we're trying to think about, well, maybe March or April, like maybe not, you know, and like our Red Rocks show that we canceled for June, it got rescheduled for the exact same weekend next June. We're like, well, man, what about that? Like, it's really hard. And as you know, booking a show anywhere is a 3-month process if you're doing it properly, especially if you're traveling. And so it's hard to shoot for 90 days from now when people are shooting for like 14 days from now or 20 days from now. What's going to change? If you're playing in a different state, if you're playing in a different country, you know that. So
yeah.
It's really daunting, and everybody's having a hard time. And if you book a show at a place that might not exist a month from now or 2 months from now, so. But everybody's in it together, so I think there's a big boat full of people that are trying to figure it all out at the same time, and there's a lot of smart people that will figure it out. So yeah, we'll see what happens.
I guess we're in our chronological interview that turned out this way. We're now in the early 2000s. And where you've started playing with the Railbenders and with Big Head Todd, which are still both current gigs for you.
Yeah.
How did those two first come about? And is it the right place, right time thing again?
Yes. Yes, it is. But I was playing with this guy named Matthew Moon, and the Big Head Todd band, they had their big album in like 93, 94. And they played a couple hundred shows a year for 4 or 5 years straight. And then they burned out and they took all of 1998 off. So the drummer, Brian, he subbed a couple shows for Matthew Moon and came and played and had fun. And I met him that way. And then in 2004, I guess they were doing a trip where they wanted to have more noise, and they had a new record coming out that had a lot of keyboards on it. And he was the only guy who had like a keyboard player's number in his phone, you know?
Wow.
So he called me I'm probably exaggerating, but he called me and, asked if I would like to, you know, come practice some tunes. And I was like, yes, yes, I would. Thank you. And I went and practiced, and they liked the noises I was making. So they hired me to do that trip. And then like a week after that, he called me and he's like, well, we're playing New Year's at the Fillmore, so you could just come do that if you want to. And I was like, yeah, that's great. He's like, well, it's 3 hours and we'll just send you some CDs or whatever.
Yeah.
And you can, we don't have time to practice. And so I, in the mail, I got like 9 CDs, you know, like 100 songs or something.
Did you get a set list?
No.
Oh, man.
No. No. But I was lucky because, you know, Big Head Todd is like the Denver band of the 90s for me, for people my age. And I knew a lot of it kind of like subconsciously, like it was just kind of baked in a little bit. And so I wrote my charts real fast, and I knew about a third of the songs anyway, just from having heard them on the radio so much. And it went fine, and I was terrified, but it was fine. And I don't think those guys even listened to what I was doing during the show. They just kind of just letting me have my fun over there. And there was the Colorado Sound recording truck was right behind the Fillmore, and they were doing a simulcast to KBCO. And I went in, I knew all the guys in the truck. So I went into the truck and I'm like, hey, what's going on? They're like, oh, nothing. I'm like, did they tell you to keep all my stuff really quiet? And they're like, well, yeah. I was like, okay, that's fine.
And at what point did you go from feeling like, oh, they're letting me come along to play, or I'm jumping on this tour, to what point did you start to feel like, okay, I'm a member of this band. I'm in it. My opinion matters.
I don't know. I think I like to make a joke that like, I felt like I was in the band once when I saw a promo picture and I wasn't on the edges. And there was like a guy in between me and the edge of the photo. So it couldn't get cropped, you know? And that's how I thought that maybe I was in the band, but.
If you enjoyed this short snippet of Middle Class Rockstar Podcast, you can listen to the entire interview on any streaming platform or on YouTube. We're also now on Patreon at patreon.com/AndySydow, SYDOW. Thanks for listening.